वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीमद्भागवतम् चैप्टर् 12 चैप्टर् 16 वी आर हियरिंग अबाउट हाउ कृष्ण चस्टाइज्ड द सर्पेंट कार्य यस्टरडे वी आर रीडिंग हाउ कृष्ण ही वाज डांसिंग over the head of Karna. He was so fortunate. Vishwanatha Chakravarti mentioning just like someone dance, someone chair. So if he finds some pleasure, then he can chant, he can dance. So when he was dancing over the foots of Kaliyas, he was happy, he was finding some peace, as some bliss. Yes. Unless Krishna had some pleasure, blissfulness, why Krishna will play there? Why Krishna will go there? Krishna wants only blissfulness. Why Krishna is so inclined to devotees? Like even we are human. We have some friends. Why were establishing friendship? Oh, he is my friend, he is my friend. We want some pleasure. Therefore, relationship. We are keeping our relationship for the pleasure. For the pleasure. So Krishna, he is inclined to devotees only for that purpose. You don't think when Krishna is playing with the demons, like the demons within Vrindavan, they are actually associates of Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna, he was playing with Jambu, playing with Putana, playing with Akasur, playing with Vakasur, still, he just getting some pleasure. And when he was dancing over the woods of Kaliyas, and his feet looks reddish, Krishna's, Prabhupada mentioning here, is reddened by the touch of the numerous jewel upon the serpent's heads. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti would explain that Lord Krishna's lotus feet became red like a copper because of their contact with the numerous hard jewels upon the head of Kali. Looks like copper. Yes. The symptom of Mahabhagavatam, or we can say the symptoms of Mahapurushas, Mahabhagavatas. Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have some bodily symptoms that is within Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can find this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like their leaves is red, palm is red, Mahapurushas. They are from spiritual world or Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have all these symptoms. Feet is just like lotus feet. Reddish. So many things, there is so many bodily parts. Everything is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. High, nose is high, how can you say this? Forehead is high, something is high, something is very slow, very small, something is very wide, like chest is wide. And tone, how can you say? Your voice, deep voice, you can see proper, deep voice. These are symptoms of Mahapurushas. And especially the symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ajana Lambhita Bhujam. You just stand, you stood up, you can see your hand is coming up to. Yeah, not more than that. But Mahapurushas. More than that. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti mentioning here, Krishna's lotus feet, usually it is red. But by touching with this hard jewels, because you are dancing. If Krishna is dancing, he is achieving some, he is getting some pleasure. And he wants to show to us, you see, I am always blissful. Actually, Krishna consciousness means blissfulness. There is a saying, I am not saying this, is not understandable. mentioning in his poem, apani karame dosya apani dubilu. We cannot blame to other, especially Krishna consciousness. Everything is blissful. Pulinam, prasadam, worship, preparing garland, preparing bhogas, kirtan, and especially urinam, kirtan. And you can preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by sankirtan. Sankirtan. For the pleasure. And sankirtan. Actually, those are mahantas. Mahantas, we can say that. Like mahanta gurus. They are arranging so many things. Arranging like place for the devotees. Arranging prasad for the devotees. Why they are arranging? Why they are using their time? We know what is bhajan. They have some specific attachment for Krishna. But why they are arranging all these things? Why they are engaging devotees? Why they are constructing so many things? Why they are allowing devotees? Let you come. We should take prasadam. We should stay here. Cultivate Krishna consciousness. Why? Because Mahaprabhu wants. For the pleasure of Mahaprabhu, if many devotees, they can stay. They can perform sankirtan. They can chant. We can preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes. Therefore, we are not creating followers. Indirectly, we are creating followers for Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, why Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam. Janam means followers. Followers. I don't want followers. But a real guru, he don't think they are my followers. No, they are followers of Parampara. They are followers, I want to lead them through Parampara. Yes, this is their vision. They are not developing this pride, they are my followers. And this is Mahaprabhu's Dija. Mahaprabhu's Dija. What is the use of many devotees if they are staying in one place, but their mood is different? They are not working with Sankirtan, they are not following Acharya's gurus. Then only conflict, confusion, fighting, disagreement, everything. Now again, the influence of, like you can say, the influence of material world, we can feel there. Yes. So actually we are creating the followers for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only for Namsankirtan. Therefore you have to arrange prasadam. You have to arrange, how can they stay? Only, unless the devotees, they are staying here, are staying in some ashrams, they are not performing sankirtan. What is the use to keep them? They will become lazy. They can get any benefit in their life. Yes. Because we want to give pleasure to Krishna. Now even Krishna is dancing over the Kaliya side. Still he is getting pleasure. And indirectly Kaliya is now giving pleasure. Yes. Krishna ne Narta Guru Vat. You can see before what says, yes. Padam Bhuja Akhiladi Guru Nanartam. Akhiladi Guru Nanartam. He knows the dancing art in different way. Like in West, dance is different. Their dance is music, they are dancing like that. They don't know other things. Now India also same. In marriage festival, you see, they are dancing. But this is not dancing. Morning time, according to different tunes. But separation is there, that time dancing is different. That time dancing is different. Then you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, original mode of separation. Tear is coming, rising his hand, bringing in separation. His dancing is different. And when union, his dancing is different. You can see in Ras Lila, the dancing. How they are dancing? Different. They are just holding their hands, touching their hands each other. Hands. And different tunes. Mangala Arati. This is also in our tradition. We are not following. Like you see Mangala Arati, sometimes they are playing Murdan. How many times you have to say all these things? You have to know all these things. You cannot play Kartal, I have to say, loudly in Mangala. You cannot play Murdan loudly. No. It's Mangala. and also tunes. It's different. Similar subject in Mangala. But now Radha Krishna after Arati, they live separate each other. And all Sakhis, all Manjaris, they are also crying. Yes. This mode is a different mode. In Mangala, the mode is a different mode. So, Darsanarthi mode is a different mode. Bhogarthi mode is a different mode. Bhogarthi mode is just like union. Krishna is rather than feeding, go with feeding. After feeding, they'll go, to, go inside the ponds, Mansarovar, or something like Manasi Ganga, they will sport there. Yes. So, our tradition is there. And Krishna, he wants only pleasure. Even he is now over the hood of Kali. And he knows how it does. And Kali is giving, Kali's hood is such a place now. It is just like Rasleela's ground. And dancing, Ananta Guru, you see. Adi Guru, the original spiritual master, began to dance. Akhilam Guru, all arts. You know all arts. Within 64 days, he just learned 64 arts. Not learn. Source, he is the source of all arts, all knowledge. Just taught us, just 64 days. Full of arts. He is now dancing. And Kali is so fortunate. He is giving, Kali's sword is now giving pleasure. And indirectly, and another way, we can say in another way. By dancing, Krishna is achieving pleasure. But at the same time, Kali is willing pain. Yeah. Kali is willing pain. You see. This is Krishna. If you don't connect with Krishna, like lemon, you see. Lemon. Outside, skin looks nice, but if you bring out the juice, it is useless. Krishna is like that. Krishna is like that. He wants only juice. He wants only juice. If you don't connect with juice, okay. If you don't connect with Krishna, then your life is like that. Without juice, the lemon. Outside the lemon skin looks good, but no juice is there. Yes. Krishna is getting pleasure. And all Brajavasis from outside, they are just watching from far distance. Then Nanda Maharaj and Gopas, they are so close to Kaliya and Balaram standing there. They are watching how they are dancing, how Krishna is dancing. But same time, Kaliya is feeling them. Robert Mansar here, Vishwanath commentary. Lord Krishna, with those glowing reddish feet, they began to demonstrate his artistic skill by dancing on the unsteady moving surface of the serpent's hood. So one can dance where? The surface should be plain. It should be plain. But now Krishna is dancing where? Surface is like, I'm going to say, like up and down, the hoods are different. And when Krishna he's putting his head over one hood, this hood is going down. I am Krishna, dance. And coming to another hood, he's putting his feet in another hood. This is Krishna. If you want, he can punish you in different way. This is Krishna. He's getting pleasure. You are thinking, when Krishna punishing us, is he feeling pain? No. He's not feeling pain. He knows. I am super sure. I am residing within heart. I am coming as sadhu. I am coming as shastra. But still he is stubborn. He is stupid. His rascal is not following my instruction. And he is suffering. So now I am giving punishment. This is the last chance. This is, you can say Krishna's last. You can say last chance. Or last way to make us devotees punishment. Yes. This is Krishna's, we can say Krishna's last to weep on for us. A super soul is helping. Still we're stubborn. We're careless. Through Guru, through Shastra, through super soul. But lastly Krishna. be punishing. Then there is the hope. Now you see, all over the world. All over the world, you see, now for 1 month or 2 months, they will seriously, they will pray to Krishna. Everyone. No one can challenge, because no medicine. If medicine is there, they will not pray. If medicine, if we do there, then they will not pray. Medicine is not there, then what to do? They have to pray. Now everyone is praying. They will not pray, Lord, please help me. This is lust. This is lust. Krishna's lust. By punishment. Because Krishna is pleading us, and especially for the devotees. You don't think why many times why devotees are suffering. That purpose. It is Krishna, when you are a devotee, when you are chanting the Lakshmi, who is giving you? Krishna. Krishna is. When you are thinking, I am working, this is my mother's share, father's share. No, this is Krishna's. Krishna's. Krishna is giving you. Why not your mother stone at that time? Why is he giving for you? Subhasana is giving. No, my daughter is there. This affection is. Subhasana is giving. Because you are devotee now. So when you are earning money, when someone is just giving donation, everything is Krishna's. And Krishna giving association, Krishna giving prasadam, dasa, everything. And if you don't chant, if you don't try to do some service for Krishna, then Krishna will punish you. It's nature. And you will develop proudness, like Kaliya. Krishna will punish you. This is Krishna's nature. And therefore, we can see the prayers of Kaliya's wife. First, they are saying, no, this is your mercy. When punishment will come, the conditioned soul, he can come to the real consciousness. Without punishment, no. Therefore, their tendency, the conditioned soul's tendency, as equal, as like an animal. Any given man is boss. Pasunam lagodi jatha. For the animal, no need to beat him, but always you have to carry one stick. When they will see, they will take curses. You are serious. Those are more conditioned. You understand? Like they are more conditioned. In conditioned stage, there are different stages. Those are more conditioned stages. For them, severe punishment. Krishna is all. This time factor, car, with time factor, is always carrying a stick that he wants to be. It's punishment. Krishna is dancing and getting pleasure, and same time Kali is suffering. And Prabhupada mentioning here, he began to demonstrate his artistic skill by dancing on the unsteady moving surface of serpent's hood. Unsteady and moving surface. Because he is also, shaking his hoods, feeling pains when Krishna is putting one leg. And his Adi Guru, putting all his energy over the head of Kaliya, and I have said, the hoods, it's become like turns to down sometimes, bends sometimes, bends towards right, bends towards left, and feeling pain, unsteady. But in that stage, still Krishna wants to show his artistic qualities. Different. You see, how is dancing Prabhupada? This is Prabhupada. How is dancing? His hand is like that. In one hand, he is holding them. Why is dancing like that? You see the legs. You see the hands. He's dancing. Yeah. Why is dancing? He wants to serve. There is no danger for me. Kaliya may be danger, but I am always blissful. If a Krishna conscious person, if he is actually connected with Krishna, even miserable, many problems, sun is always there, and sun has always power to shower him. Sunshine. He's glowing, I want to say, he's glowing. Glowing signs are there. You cannot stop the sun's happens, emanating sun shines, you can stop it. But sometimes cloud comes. Sometimes clouds come. Cloud covering our eyes, not sun. You understand? This is our philosophy. Cloud have power to cover our eyes, but not sun. So when Krishna consciousness person is suffering, it does not mean Krishna consciousness, or we can say the Bhakti Yoga have no value. No, he is always Bhakti Yoga and Krishna's holy name, Krishna's paraphernalia, deities, everything is powerful, and we can say like everything is as equal as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have same potential. But sometimes due to a bad karma, bad association, or I'm going to say like ill-fated, Gurudev used to say, we are ill-fated. Ill-fated, you understand? Hatavara. Ill-fated. Yes. No good fortune. There are very good fortune arise. Very good fortune arise. When someone meets her, it's good fortune. That is real good fortune. You always feel protected. If you just follow sadhu, if you just obey his order, and the sadhu who have no other desire, then to please Guru and Krishna, 100% be sure your life is protected. At least as a devotee, you can continue your spiritual life. Otherwise, very difficult, very difficult. Now, Krishna is dancing. So, I'm always blissful, you see. Danger is there. Our life is like that. Now everywhere is danger, you see. Everywhere, corona, 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 corona. Okay. If corona will come, we have to see, okay, Krishna is coming now to take me, bring back. Bring back to, I have to go to Mumbai, back to God, pass. But I have to finish my spiritual duty. Why would you have a fear? Why? Fear for death? No, we are fear for bhajan. We are developing fearness for our bhajan. Oh, my life plan is going. I am not performing nicely bhajan. Like, Buddha reciting this verse, I don't know, from Ravanacharya or somewhere. So, one day pass away, sun arising, now sun is going to set. Alas, what I will do? One day pass. I am not performing any seva, not performing any bhajan. Day by day, month by month, year by year, life punishes us. That is a saying. Chanchala jivana sota prabhaya kalara Radharani saying. This is Radharani's mood, yes. Where you can find this Bhagavan comes going on? Can't find. Anyway. My lifespan is just like flowing, like water is going. Like river's water is going towards ocean. It's flowing now. And my lifetime is going through kala, through time. Day by day, 24 hours, just passing. Where is my consciousness today? At least Krishna is in my mind or not? Did I perform some service for Krishna or not? Did I read some Bhagavatam or not? Yes. This time is flowing. There is a saying in Uriya, before I was saying something. Once water is in palm, there is a chance to drink it. Use it. Once water is in your hand, in your palm, you can use it. You can throw, you can drink, you can do something. Once it comes to ear, finish. It can't again bring to palm. No, finish. You fall down. For us, we are fear for death. We are fear. How to complete this yoga, bhakti yoga? Have to complete something. Yes. We are worried for that. Devotees sometimes worried for death only for one purpose. Because I have not completed my siddhi, bhakti, yogas, to achieve prem, I am in unmatured stage. Therefore they are worried. But why Purgit Maharaj is not worried at that time? Why he was not worried? He was not prepared. Only 7 days. He have to prepare. Why he was not worried? Just put, why he was not worried? Why? You know, death is there, snake will come. Anyhow, no one can protect me. No one can protect me. Because he knows what Brahman passed me means. This is Krishna's answer. Krishna can do unknown things, but he can't do against the Brahman and Vaishnavas, especially Vaishnavas. Paritma is not the philosophy. But why he not develop fairness? He was so fortunate to find out one sadhu who gives such a strength by Krishna Katha, he feels like a hero. Only by associating with Sukadeva Goswami. First. Due to influence of Sukadeva Goswami, he is now brave, fearless, like a hero. Death is waiting, but he don't want to care. He don't feel sleepy, he don't feel thirsty, he don't feel hungry. I want to speak about others. Even he don't want, he have no chance even 1 second to think about death. But who is reminding? Sukhdev is reminding. Hey, 3 days already passed, 4 days already passed. Just please drink some water. He said, no, I am just drinking nectar. Let this snake bites would come and attack me. I am no fear. Who make him fear? Fearless. Who make him fearless? Time makes us fear. And we surrender soul, we surrender at the speed of Krishna, he can make you fearless. Only. Vahija association. Yes? Otherwise, because if you are not surrendered to this promise prayer, you can't come to. Is it possible to find out this word? Tavat Vaya Dravinam. Not using many verses now, especially I am just going outside speaking in the English. People, when I usually speaking in Uri, always I memorize all these verses. Tavat, third canto, Tavat Bhaya Dravidam. Tavat Bhaya Dravidam. This verse was there. Very nice verse. Rama is saying, someone in this matter, what? It's not fearless. Fearlessness. You don't feel themselves. Because always you have attachment for why. Yeah. Just read.
Oh my lord.
You just give me, I want to read the Sanskrit. Because I have to read this one. Yeah. Tavat Bhaya Dravinam Deha Srutam Nimitam Sokas Pruha Parivava Vipulascha Lobha Tavat Mametya Sadava Drahvarti Moolam Javatanate Angrim Avayam Prabhunita Loke. You can read the translation.
Oh my lord, the people of the world are embarrassed by all material anxieties.
Embarrassed by people of this world. This proper the English. The proper translation. The people of this world are
embarrassed by all material anxieties.
Embarrassed by all material anxieties. This proper translation.
They are always afraid. They always try to protect wealth, body, and friends. Yes. They are filled with lamentation and unlawful desires and paraphernalia, and they avariciously base their undertakings on the perishable conceptions of my and mine. As long as they do not take shelter of your safe lotus feet, they are full of such anxiety.
Yes. Ajilanga, this is Brahma saying, who is creator of this world? Ajilanga, you are not taking shelter at lotus feet of Krishna, always be pool of anxiety, not anxiety, don't say anxiety. This is Prabhupada's, pool of anxiety. Okay, Prabhupada's translation in English, direct translation, wow, you can't find anywhere. In this three world, you cannot find. Actually, he came just to give. But therefore he said, Paschatya Desatara. Paschatya Desatara. Prabhupada, he was from Bengali. He was from Bengal. He never wrote down anything in Bengal. Something in like Gita, Gan, everything. But you see, when he spoke English, we translate to Oriya. Someone translate to Oriya, someone translate to Dutch. Which potency is where? this what's potency, his policy, his, I can say, his vibration, his spiritual vibration with all these words. Because he's directing, writing English. Not his mother tongue, no. Not Hindi, not Bengali. There were all these words, it penetrates your heart. Yes, there were Prabhupada's English. Because he is empowering these words, Krishna empowering. The words are very important, full of anxiety. And in the beginning, this, embarrassed by
all material anxiety.
Embarrassed by all. People of this world are embarrassed by poor material anxiety. My English is not good, but when I am reading all these things of Prabhupada, please use it, realize. Not real, we can say any specific word he realized, so he is pure, but no. That Krishna's own man. None can do all these things. Not easy at all to translate. Or to translate, to express Bhagavatam's meaning in a proper mood. That is. Even in your own language, you cannot. To understand this is very difficult. All the Sanskrits. Tavad Vaya Dravina. What is Vaya? What is the everything? What meaning translation? Here is there. Yes. Who is creating fear? Right? Same Kali was very powerful. He don't care anyone. No? You see? Blood is coming from his mouth. He's vomiting blood. Tear is from his eye also, blood is coming. That is real. Who is that person? I am so heavy, I am so strengthy. But I already fight with Garuda. But this person looks like more powerful than God. Then he realized, oh, maybe this Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because my wife's many times spoke about this person, Krishna. He's realizing by punishment. Why nervousness is coming? Why this anxiety is coming? Why lamentation is coming? We are not connected with Krishna. Krishna consciousness means through our consciousness, through our all activities, we have to connect with Krishna. Our business, maybe you prepare cow dung cake, maybe you cook, maybe you garden, anything, everything is connected with Krishna. In Golok Vrindavan, you can see, you can just consider where Vrajvasis. How are they doing? What they had done? They have some, how can I say, they had some servants. They have some machine. To grind wood, no, hand grinding. Who is preparing dishes for them? How they are getting grains? Usually they are not taking rice, they are taking goods. They are cultivating. They have cows. With all these things, still they know how to love Krishna. And Guru and Krishna arrange everything for us. We are not cultivating Krishna consciousness, how to love Krishna. This is the difference. They took everything. Their houses are not like bricks, with bricks and concretes, water. They have to smear cow dung. With cow dung, they have to cook, take care of cows, preparing milk, butter, ghee, and same time preparing nice cakes for Krishna. Cultivating land, bringing water, even at that time, no pump, no water, then they are going just with the jokuna to bring water. Taking children, with all this so called, looks like so household work, still they know how to love Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Your consciousness should be Krishna. And you can change your consciousness by this association. When higher personalities whose consciousness is captured by Krishna. Krishna captured our consciousness. We cannot capture. Because in our consciousness, our mind, our intelligence is always with Maya. With so many thoughts, so many anxieties, so many things. But when we do something for Guru and Krishna in simple hand, he wants his mercy descend. And he and he's captured the consciousness. That mercy, when we are discussing about mercy, Guru Kripa, Guru Mercy, you don't know how this mercy is descending. When it descends, then it captures your consciousness. At that time, your mind is not going here and there, only Krishna. I have to do something for Krishna. Even not for body. Always for Krishna, for Krishna. This is not sentiment. Not sentiment. Your consciousness is. When your consciousness is material consciousness, we have to do something for material. When your consciousness becomes spiritual, when Krishna's mercy descended, Guru's mercy, according to our simplicity, according to our surrender, according to our dedication, as much as it descended, according to percentage, your consciousness is different. This is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna, you know, all that. If you want to play WCS role with Krishna, Krishna can play also. You know, Gurudev used to say, cheater. And if Krishna, people are cheating, Krishna is giving support. If Krishna will cheat, no one can help you. Only one person. Only sadhu. He took not to cheat anyone. Therefore he is sadhu. Therefore Krishna said, He is my dear. I mean, I don't like you. My Brahma is not so dear to me. Shivaji is not dear to me. Sankarsana, Balaram is not so dear to me. They are dear, not so dear to me. Sankarsana, Shri. Lakshmi, not dear to me. Not so dear to me. Naiva Atma, even myself, my body. Indicating with finger, myself, this body is not so dear to me. Yatha Bhavan Uddhava. Like you are so dear to me. No one. Means he is comparing his pure devotee with Lakshmi, with Balaram, with his own body, with Shivaji. No one is equal. Why? He is so compassionate. Krishna sometimes play, Krishna sometimes. If you don't love Krishna, Krishna will cheat you. But even you don't love sadhu, still sadhu. His nature is like that. It's compassionate. You will cheat. You may cheat sadhu. You see, sadhu never rejects someone. People rejecting sadhu. Sadhu, real sadhu, he tries his best. He knows. If I kick him out, this is offensive. I know him. They have so many problems. But if I kick him out, where will he go? After many millennia of life, this person is coming to Krishna. He's thinking about Krishna as the big prasadam. He cannot kick him. No. We are rejecting. Real sadhu. We are discussing about this story when Mr. Nasi, Prabhupada disciple, he won. This is central to Ganga, Trivedi. Now, what Prabhupada said? This is not a good idea. It's not our procedure. He entered to Trivedi. Prabhupada knows. Not our. Actually, Sadhu's heart is different. He knows. Sometimes he is very strict to establish Siddhanta like Chodaridas. But love, still love is inside. You want to see the nature. He's a good guy, he's speaking like. Sadhu don't want to see the nature. You want to see the soul. It is soul, he is suffering. I will try my best according to my capacity to give him shelter. He never think I am giving shelter. No, Krishna. This is sadhu's tendency. So our nature should not be like Kaliya. Because why we are discussing this thing? Just imagine. Space is not surface. The surface is not plane. and he's like up and down and shakeable, and he's shaking his head, goods. But still Krishna knows he's dancing. That means he know all certain arts and he know all certain trick. Don't be tricky with Krishna. He may tricky. He can show you, how do you say, trickiness to con people, not to Krishna. You see, with simple dancing, he's dancing like a simple child. And giving such heavy punishment. Why punishment is coming? No, like yesterday we were discussing, you pay obeisance to Krishna. Krishna is thinking, how can I repay my debt to this person? I have not debt. He is paying obeisance to me. Those are actually real spiritual consciousness. Those are in spiritual, real spiritual consciousness. Their nature is, the most, we can say, the significant nature is gratefulness. They are always very grateful to everyone. Always grateful. Not to speak of Supreme Person, they are grateful to everyone. Always, oh, this devotee is helping, this person helping, this person. And only you can give Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy, Vishnu's mercy, when you are showing these things. Ungratefulness. We have no space with this reward. Why we are serving Father, even God? Same procedure in Karmi, you just see the Karmi. By that wise brother is saying, take care of your father, old father, mother, brother, widow, sister. Why? When we are small, they look after us. Ungratefulness is not allowing anywhere, in any sampradayas, or in any stages. No. Why people are worshipping them? No. They are giving rain, they are helping us, protecting us. Then Veda Singh, according to stage, always show your gratefulness. If you are in Karmi, Karmi stage, show your gratefulness towards your father, mother, brother, village. When you are reading your little advance, just be grateful to them, because when you are little advance, more little advance, they are showing advance, and they are showing gratefulness. You see, for the leaders, for the countries, you don't think we are only brahmacharis. No, I can show you in India, thousand people, they are not married. Why they are not married? Their purpose is different. They don't want to see, don't want to become sadhu, but they are not married. Why? Many people, they are not married because they want to believe their list. Sure. And another group is there, they are not married, they are like brahmacharis. They want to protect India. Indians. Yeah. Like RSS. They have brahmachari systems. And all their brahmacharis from rich sort of sky. Yes. They give you. They are showing their gratefulness to India. Yeah. This is Krishna's place. This is Ram's place. We have to protect, you see, everyone. According to different stages, you can see they are showing their gratefulness. Even you keep car, even you keep dog, you feed a dog, dog is showing his gratefulness. Just, I'm going to say, moving his tail and saying, man. And only this person, human being, if he not become cultured, he's showing his ungratefulness to everyone. And that is danger in Karmi life also. If you don't show gratefulness to father, you are a dangerous person. Every stage. You need devotee. If you are not showing your gratefulness towards parampara, towards guru, towards Vaishnavas, this Vaishnavas help. Parampara acharya help. Mahaprabhu help. Otherwise, why we are reading Vaishnava songs? Bhaktivinoda have been not present now. And why we are observing his disappearance, appearance? 300 years ago. Ramacharyas, Madhavacharyas. You have to swear gratefulness by your mercy. Luxury. Like in Gosala, a real owner, actually one who is a real owner, real lover of cows, to whom he like? He like the old cow. He like old cow. Why? All fresh, young, you can see the young cows came from. You have to show your gratefulness. Yes. Everywhere. The spiritual, according to the Vedic system, was there. But now, very dangerous position in India. Everywhere. They don't want to show their gratefulness towards father, mother, demigods, a devotee. Every step of our life, every day, every moment. Therefore, you see, when we are drinking water, we don't know what in Karmi people. When I was Karmi, like now, when we are a small boy, we know. Our from teachers, when we are paying obeisance, even this glass, we are touching this glass, remembering this water and it's drinking. You know, in India, in Orissa, I don't know India about India. In Orissa, steel people are there, old people. They will not eat directly. Then they're eating onion, garlic, fish, everything. But before eating, they just took one handful, left. Before taking handful, left, they just bring up a little rice, a little sabji, and keep it outside of the plate. Over this hour, this is bogo. You see, they don't know anything, but still they want to show. Before eating, I have to offer a little thing. Even onion garlic, they don't know. Sometimes they are chewing pan. Still they are touching this pan. Over this hour. Yeah, it's a tradition. They do wrong things, but you see the mood. Lord, I am eating this thing. It's not cheating. And we are devotees. Why Krishna is praising Namkali? Why is he dancing? He's just playing, he's just accepting. How can you say like he's in a proper mood? With blissful mood. But Kaleshwari. Unless you show your gratefulness to Acharya Sadhus, Krishna's very difficult. God wants. Krishna, you saved my life. How many times you said to Krishna? I will say to you, if you give me 1,000 rupees, how many times you are sending thanks letter? When you saw? When I saw you, please come and take Krishna. I don't know about others. If someone gives 100 rupees, I tell you, oh, he's giving 100 rupees. Oh, yeah. You have to give something. Journey money. Even a person is donating, we feel ourselves obliged. We want to show our gratefulness. We are obliged. But Krishna, by his blessing, devotees, they are taking prasadam, remembering Krishna. But we are not obliged. We are not. So you are grateful. Every moment, and gratefulness starts from Guru. Gurudev, you save my life. Prabhupada, you save my life. What is pranam? What is pranam? You have to pay obeisance. What is pranam? Mantra? You are attending Namo Vishnu Pada Krishna Krishna. But what should be our mood? This is our mood. You save me. I am pulling down at your lotus. You save my life. And for future life, it is up to you. It is up to you. In this mood, where I am. Why I am pulling down? I am helpless. I am hopeless. You are my shelter. In that mood we are paying obeisance. And these obeisances are so powerful. Only whole life you pay obeisances, you will go to Vaikuntha. In this mood, Krishna will save my life. Still, I am unable to do your service. You are supplying everything. Still, I am lazy. I have no power to do something. Due to my habit, please give me strength. Oh, this is the mood. This is the mood. You have to show. I'm going to say, like a gratefulness towards Krishna, Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnavas. Prabhupada mentioning this extraordinary demonstration of dancing skill was meant for the pleasure of the young woman of Vrindavan who at this phase of their relationship with Krishna were seriously falling in love with him. This is Krishna. This is Krishna. And Kali is suffering, Krishna is dancing, and Krishna is showing his heart for gopis. You see, I am this person. You don't think I have no power to dance with Kaliyas. I can dance more nicely with you. I can give you more pleasure to you. You see, he's dancing there. This dancing is only meant for gopis. This is Krishna. His all activities only leads to only leads to perspective. Why is coming? Why is performing all the leelas? Mamakta vinodartha karomi vividam. I am not the duty of joy. Why have I come? Even demigods, they don't like this material world, you know. When demigods are coming, they are not touching this one. With their feet, no. You cannot see the demigods. They are walking, no. You can know who is demigod. Only by three things. They are not touching their feet. They are walking in the sky. And they are not linking their eyes. Not like that. And you cannot see shadow of their shadows. Yes, symptoms. Therefore, when Vibhishan came to Jagannath Puri, you can, within Jagannath Puri, still Vibhishan, how can you say, this Bengal is there. Vibhishan came every night. Last arati, pouda arati, before Jagannath taking rest, one arati happened, it's called pouda arati. Like our other, how can you say, apparition there, this arati, 8:30 arati, right? So that, pouda arati. And you know Jagannath's system, Jagannath Puri sometimes led, and what Vibhishan came? In human form, but there he belongs to demigod. He is like a demigod quality, his devotees. Although he is born in demon, he is as you call as demigod. Especially after Ramji blessed him. Suvarpanda, you know, after Arati, they are closing the door. And the main gate was Singhadwar, the land gate. And other gates, temple gates, this put Pujari, he marked him. Usually, every day he is coming from Lanka. But that day, Jagannath wants to expose. You see, my devotee, they are so inclined to me. They have so much attachment for me. Where they are coming from? Lanka. Ramajasana. Jagannath wants to expose. Therefore, this Pujari remarked. This person is not, he's just walking but not touching his feet to the ground. And shadow is night time, light, electric lights are there, lamps are there, but shadow is not coming. And also, yeah, his eyelid is not, like you see, our eyelid is going up and down. How can I say in English?
Blinking.
Not blinking. Then, he's taking it and he go. He just, the Pujari went and closed the door. And he's swinging his hand like that. You cannot go. Please give her an identification. Who are you? He said, no, I'm a common Brahmin. He said, no. You cannot cheat me. You're not touching, your feet is not touching the ground. And this three symptoms he said. And all these three symptoms, usually it's happened in case of Dhamika. Unless you just give her identification, I'll love you. You cannot go out. Then he said, I'm Vibhishan. You're Vibhishan, just give you some samples. Some things. So then you can show to others, other devotees beside. You see how Vishwan is coming from Lanka. And he had given one bangle. It's bangle is just like, you know, the wheel of a bullock cart. This bangle, still this bangle is already a little locked down. No one can open it according to their tradition. Still is in the Puri. With the Pandas village, there is some space. Only in outside there was space. Krishna consciousness means different life. Krishna is dancing over the hood of Kaliya. But dancing for Krishna. This is Krishna. And Kali is somebody. He is Kali. Okay, tomorrow we'll bring more. Jai Kantar.